It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. The state's new poet laureate is Colorado College English professor David Mason. Standing on the steps of the Capitol last week, he asked the audience to recite a poem.
It's not going to kill you. It's very short. I'll say a line, you repeat it.
This includes you guys.
Okay. And we'll get through this together. Western wind, when will thou blow?
Western wind, when will thou blow?
The small rain down can rain.
The small rain down can rain.
Christ, if my love were in my arms.
Christ, if my love were in my arms.
And I in my bed again.
And I in my bed again.
Well, poet David Mason joins us in the studio. David, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Congratulations. And why did you ask the crowd to recite with you?
Well, this is something I've been doing for years. I give poetry readings all over the country, and it just seemed to me after a while that there was something too one-sided about poetry readings. We were all sitting there passively while the poet performed at the podium, and I decided it was better if there was some audience participation, some call and response. So over the years, I've been using a few poems I have by heart, usually short poems by anonymous writers, and I've just asked the audience to join in and recite with me.
So the poem you had them recite was not yours?
No. I think a major part of what I'm about as a poet and what I'm about as a teacher and what I hope to be about as a poet laureate is the sharing of work by others. So what I used in the ceremony or at the press conference was an anonymous poem about 500 years old referred to as Western Wind. It's actually an old song.
Is the reciting, the memorizing,
yeah,
and then reciting of poetry, is that important? Is that sort of where poetry meets the masses, do you think?
Well,
I mean, so many of us memorize poems in school. And
I think there are so many, it's hard for me to generalize in the sense, there are so many different kinds of poetry and so many different approaches to the art that I wouldn't want to suggest that one technique or another should have ascendancy. Memorization gives me great pleasure. And it gives me pleasure because it means I own that poem. I can take that poem anywhere I go. When I was a young man hitchhiking across the north coast of Scotland, not getting any rides, I could sing songs to the sheep, recite poems in my head. And then if you don't say it well, once you can say it again. You can say it to somebody else. You can say it any number of different ways. And it becomes like, singing a Bob Dylan song and having multiple ways of performing it.
Let's hear one of your poems, one that you read at the ceremony the other day.
Okay.
This is Picket Wire.
Yeah, the Picket Wire is one way of referring to the river that flows through Trinidad, Colorado, where my father was born and raised. The river originally called El Rio de las Animas Perdidas en Purgatorio. The Picket Wire. Call back the summer as it stood so still. Whatever your sore eyes and tired pores will of foxtail barley, fireweed, sedge, and thistle. A river cowboys called the picket wire, because of the way it braided waters tighter, ground its round pebbles past a low campfire, where fresh-caught trout were browning in a pan, and you were standing, radiant in sun. Remember this, and you are overrun. A second nature rises from the past, just like the first, in that it will not last, and grips you as it slips free of your grasp.
What does a poet laureate do?
Well, that's a good question. I'm going to be learning that over the next 4 years. I think one thing a poet laureate ought to do is to understand that this post is not about himself or herself. This is an opportunity to stand in for large numbers of highly talented writers all over the state of Colorado and do my best to keep the spotlight shined on them and their work and share the podium with them as I move around the state.
Which is to say, to highlight other Colorado poets?
Yeah, that's one thing I want to do. Another thing I want to do is keep Colorado visible in the national literary scene in various ways.
I understand you intend to visit every county as well.
I do intend to do that. It sounds crazy, but I think I can do it. If my car holds out, there are 64 counties in Colorado. The least populated appears to be San Juan County with about 500 or 600 people. And I want to go there. And I want to go to all the prairie counties, the mountain counties, and out there on the western borders. And I want to do everything I can to raise the visibility and audibility of poetry in those communities.
I want to be ginger about this.
Yeah.
At the ceremony, which were you named Poet Laureate, there were like 20 people in the crowd. I'm wondering if sometimes this will be a somewhat lonely experience.
I have no doubt that it will be. But, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years. That is to say, I've been working as a poet, writing. And the real loneliness is when you're alone in your own office at your own desk, facing the empty page. And there are great joys in that part of the process too. If I'm talking to a group of three people or a group of 300 people, it makes no difference to me. I'm perfectly willing to meet a group of people who may believe they don't care about poetry at all and have the conversation start from there. And I'll tell you something. This is why I first began using memorization as a teaching technique. When I taught in Minnesota for years, I taught hundreds of students who were convinced that they hated poetry. So I made a simple rule. I said, that's all right. You don't have to love it. You don't have to love anything I love. But you do have to memorize and recite 100 lines of it, or you flunk the course. And universally, all of those students said to me afterwards, that was the best thing I made them do. It turned poetry into a game of performance and pleasure, and I allowed them to recite Mother Goose and ribald limericks and all sorts of stuff. And we got something of a kind of elemental joy in the art that is sometimes missing in the classroom. So I'm willing to face the most indifferent audience there is. And that's part of the life of any contemporary poet, I would say.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're talking to Colorado's new poet laureate. That's David Mason, an English professor at Colorado College. Do you get a salary for this?
I get a small stipend of $4,000. I make a pretty good salary in my own job at Colorado College, and I'm not expecting to make money on this position.
You are the author of several books of poetry. The newest is a memoir.
Yeah.
It's about 30 years of friendships in Greece.
Yeah.
Called News from the Village.
Yeah. Well, this is a book I'm rather proud of, but it's an extremely eccentric book. I have an idea that it will very, very, very slowly find its audience. It's partly about my friendships with a lot of great writers who live in Greece. It's partly about growing up and coming of age in relationship to another country over a long period of time. And it's about the passage of time. I think a certain kind of reader will find it a rewarding book. I'm not sure I've met all those readers yet.
Yeah. Well, why don't we give folks a tease to wrap up?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to recite one of my Greek poems. This is a love poem for my wife, and it's called Acrostic from Aegina. Aegina is an island off Athens. What I'm doing is, as I write my lines from left to right, the left-hand margin is spelling my wife's name. My wife is named Anne Lennox. So the trick is, what am I going to do with the X at the end of the poem, okay?
And let me say for listeners, you're reciting this from memory.
Sure, yeah. Acrostic from Aegina. Anemones you brought back from the path, gnawed in the glass beside our rumpled bed. Now you are far away. In the aftermath, even these flowers arouse my sleepy head. Love, when I think of the ready look in your eyes, erotas that would make these stone walls blush, nerves me to write away the morning's hush. Nadir of longing, and the red anemones over the lucent rim. My poor designs, X-rated praise I've hidden between these lines.
X-rated.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, David Mason.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
David Mason is the state's new poet laureate. He teaches English at Colorado College in Colorado Springs.